Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. I'm so glad you're here now or whenever you come to listen to the program. As I say, most mornings, the glory of Blog Talk Radio is we have archives and you can listen anytime that is the right time for you. Basically, I'm here waiting for you in the form of this program. Tomorrow we are having an exciting program because we're going to talk to Bob about Bob instead of Bob asking me questions. Kind of an exciting opportunity, I think. Bob, some of you don't know, is not even here in the same area as I am. Bob is situated in Texas. And so he and I co-host from afar. And that's why we're sometimes a bit gaga when we realize that we have been moved to passages that have the same content but haven't really talked about that. It's kind of, I guess it's what you call a miracle. Today we're going to be doing the ninth passage in the book and do a guided meditation. I'd like to tell you a little bit about what I'm looking at here on the screen, though, so that hopefully that will be a bit of an explanation for the person who called in on Thursday and I didn't notice. I have a screen that is called a switchboard, and it has a spot where I can tell when callers are calling in. If you all will recall, I did have some problems on Thursday with my switchboard. It would go in and out, and I missed a caller calling in. I am not going to say that that was not flashing. I'm simply going to say I did not see you. So if you're out there, please call in again. We so enjoyed having Anthony on the line. It was great. So once again, I'm looking at the switchboard. It's intact. I don't have bad weather here in California today, and I will see if you call in. Please don't hesitate. So let's begin with our meditation today. The process, once again, has to be setting the stage. For me, I have some water, a little bit of a fountain. I'm not sure you could hear it even if I took the phone over there. That's how we do this, with the phone. But I have a fountain going. There are some days when I light incense. I try to get myself physically comfortable. I sit. Some people sit in soft chairs. Some people sit on the floor. They sit in the lotus position. And then, of course, we begin the process of breathing. Many times before breathing, people will engage in visualization, such as we've talked about this week, of placing themselves in a spot that they really love and adore, that gives them peace and comfort, and they feel secure and safe. I'm going to tell you that from my perspective, perhaps one of the greatest things that a human being can feel is secure and safe. So if visualizing yourself sitting by the ocean will help you move through the meditative process, then I ask you to now envision that spot. Take a minute to place yourself there using your third eye, which is between your two eyes. It's the sight of wisdom, of manifestation. Future wisdom. So manifest. Begin placing yourself there. You'll probably find yourself in that location before too long, not just to meditate through visualization, but to actually meditate. But place yourself there. Imagine the palm trees swaying, the sound of the ocean coming in softly, beautifully, like the music that we've been hearing this week by Sono Sink, the lake shore, the ships that sail away forever. Imagine that sound, softly, in the background, water, swaying palm trees, white, white sand, soft, or black, black sand. Imagine yourself alone coming to this appointed time with the universe, with God, with Allah, whatever name you use to describe the light in your life. Now imagine God sitting right in front of you. He could be in human form. She could be a blast of energy. She could just be a force that you feel, that you sense. And now we're going to begin breathing. And we're going to be breathing in unison with God, the universe. We're going to be pulling our air in. Once again, imagining it coming through the feet. You're going to use your nose as the means of pulling the air in. And you're going to take a breath, pulling it, a long breath. Pull it up through the front of your body. As you go across your base chakra, imagine the red color starting to pulsate. Move up your body into the sacral chakra, the zone of creativity for you. And imagine orange starting to swirl. Move up into the lumbosacral. Excuse me, I misspoke. Move up into the solar plexus. Imagine yellow. See yellow light pulsating, beginning to come alive as you're lining up your chakras. Pull your air up through your heart and feel that place of love begin to shine bright green. Pull your air through your throat chakra and feel blue. Up through the third eye. Now it's going to take on a life and it's going to begin pulsating in vibrant violet. And now to the crown chakra, which is bright, clear light, shining like lilac. Now go down over your spine, crossing the same chakras, blowing out negativity, pulling the negativity out of your body, blowing it out. Now let's take one deep breath. With your imagining, those areas of your body getting brighter, brighter, lining up, opening yourself up for this appointment with the being that sits across from you, whatever name you use. For me, I use God and the word love. Let's take our second breath, pulling from our feet with our nose. Filling them with oxygen. Move past the crown chakra, opening it up to the universe and send you energy to live today and every day. And the energy of the universe will help you thrive out through your blowing. Your exhale down your back, all the negative energy. Thank you. And now, let us start with a unifying reach, reaching out to touch all those who listen now, spiritually leaving energy for those who come to listen later, so that when they reach out their arms, they will still feel the lingering positive energy of our having been here at this time, in this moment. We reach a shorter distance today, still outreached arms, but we begin to feel the touch of each other. And as we unify our thoughts in love, in caring, in concern, we send positive healing energy, energy of love around our planet, around all of the hot spots, to Darfur, to Nigeria, where there was just an explosion, to Iraq, where things are uncertain, and tribalism, and war, and terrorism, and people fighting in the name of love is going on, where people are giving in to their baser instincts and hurting one another. But let's send our energy not just to those who are victims, those who are harmed by this negative energy. Let's send our love to those who are causing and creating it through their misguided ways and their forgetting that love is the way. They're forgetting the passages of their religious texts in favor of proving that they are more. Yet, there is no more. There is only enough in this universe given to us by God, this place where we can live. Together, let's join our hearts and minds and send love, beautiful, passionate love, unconditional caring. Divine One, Creator of all things, Master of all that is, we send our energy, our love to all. We recognize that things will change one person at a time. And we ask that we be a tool in that process. Now, my singing bowl, I'm going to have some questions. Intuition will guide you if you let it. Trust your gut instinct, even when it conflicts with your mind. Allowing your mind to control denies you the opportunity to learn from past lessons. Your soul is nudging you to remember. The answers to all of life are within you, and they are grounded in love. Wow, the answers are in us. What an interesting concept. That means that you can intuitively be connected with the being that's sitting across from you right now. and be ignoring those messages because they don't conform to what your mind is telling you. I had such an experience yesterday, as you all will recall, and I talked about the fact that my mind was full of me and what I thought should happen. And in the process, I was resisting what intuitively I understood should happen. What intuitively God was telling me should happen. Why do we do this? Why do we allow ourselves to ignore our intuition, to ignore that very being that is sitting across from you with you right now? In fact, imagine God reaching out and holding your hand. God is part of our prayer circle. And God is now holding your hand, and you can feel the energy. Why do we ignore that? Because we're human beings. Because God loves us no matter what. I used to think it was funny that people would talk about those faiths where you're allowed to go and confess, and they'd say, oh my gosh, those people who are Catholic, they really have a great life because they can do whatever they want, and then they just go in and confess to the priest. Well, guess what, folks? The priest is simply an intermediary because those people didn't feel worthy enough to go straight to the source. That's not mocking Catholicism, because I think that we need to remember that the word Catholic means universe. And we need to remember that right now I'm acting as an intermediary, talking, teaching you how to meditate, or joining you in meditation, guiding you through meditation, whatever words we use. I'm acting as an intermediary, and that's what priests do. But the bottom line is, folks, you can do anything you want. You can act in love, or you can act out of hate. You can act out of your highest instincts, or you can act out of your lowest. And God will still be there, ready to take your hand to guide you intuitively through feelings to the next best move for you. That's the way it works. Everyone is coming with intuition. God is guiding us in love to make decisions that are right for ourselves. God forgives us the poor decisions we've made in the past. So as you enter into your meditation, I would like for you to remember this ancient piece of life from the Zohar, which is a Jewish book of, some people say mysticism, I say of higher thinking, enlightened thinking. Sixth sense thinking. And it is, in love is found the secret of divine unity. The answers to all of life are within you, and they are grounded in love. Now, I'm going to give you some time for meditation without my droning through. I'm going to take you back into that meditative pose again by inviting you to join with me and take three deep, leveling breaths. When you're doing that this time, I'm going to invite you to keep your hand open so that God can reach his in an outstretched manner to take a hold of your hand. I'm going to invite you to remember that you are part of a divine unity, and that one kind act can change the world. One kind act. And we should be appreciative to that person who thought of senseless acts of kindness, because that is truly the way. And I'm going to ask you to reach out today and do something that you all may do all the time or you may do seldom. And that is to have faith that God is talking to you, faith that God is taking care of you, and faith that you are living the life your soul has selected. And being secure that you are okay and have no needs, I'm going to ask you to share whatever you can with those unfortunates who live on the streets in our society. Don't allow your mind to worry about what they're going to do with the money, but keep your divine unity with God and share. Share. The affirmation today for when your mind starts to go flitting to the right and flitting to the left is, I am loved. I am enough. And we're going to close with Diasil, I Like This Man's music, and it's Lost in the Labyrinth. May peace be with you. May you feel the arms of love around you. And may you keep your hand in the hand of love all day. Namaste, my friends. As we continue to breathe through our meditation, through the music, opening our chakras, there becomes an electric charge. Carry that charge with you through the day, keeping your palm open.